Good morning, welcome to
Hetzel
Council Christmas Services.
Valerie
speaking, how may I
help you? Hello, how are you doing? My name's Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell, and I'm phoning from 109 Burncroft Avenue.
Burncroft, thank you.
That's correct.
How can we help you, sir?
I have some serious issues that I'd like to raise with yourself. I believe I've had my mother phone you already, or your department, or the department you work for already, and report some issues of concern of disrepair to yourselves about my front door. Is that something that you'd have on a computer in front of yourself?
Yeah, bear with me a moment, sir. Let's have a look.
Okay.
And you think your mother phoned this morning?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, one moment.
She's most really phoned the other day as well.
Just bear with me a moment. Just got to download some details. Thank
okay,
you.
Perfect.
Thank you. We'll be shortly.
Pardon?
I said I'll be with you shortly, Mr. Cordell. It's just downloading now, so.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm just looking. My colleague has raised an inspection. I'm just having a look to see. So, yes, someone must have called on your behalf.
Yeah, that's correct, my mum.
Okay, your mum. Right,
yeah,
lovely.
Is it okay if I just go through a few points out of my concern with you at the moment? One, I'm concerned about the Enfield Council and the Enfield Homes response times. If in reporting an insecure or external window or door lock, to which is my disrepair issue, you have a response time of one working day to actually respond to that before negligence is actually caused. I have had an emergency out repair team come to my house, and the emergency out repair team has explained to me that they cannot fit a door on due to not being paid for fitting doors in out of hours. So this isn't something that couldn't be done. It's a money concern on Enfield Council's part that my door wasn't fitted there and then because the workers ain't going to get paid for it. Yeah. Now it says I've got this on recording and this being explained to me why they cannot fit doors in out of hours. Now, what my problem is, insecure and external, I've got it on camera, and I'm recording this conversation now, in your own policies that you publish or the companies you work for publish in your Equality Act, to meet the Equality Act rights 2010, you have to publish your policies out every at the end of every 3 months. Your response times is one of them things that you publish, and I have a copy of that in front of me now. It says internal and external window doors and locks will be responded within one day. Now, I've been told that you cannot get a surveyor out to my house until next week. That's 7 days' time. Yeah, I've got to go for a full weekend now. What this causes me is Protocol 1 and Article 1, the right to a peaceful and enjoyment out of my property, is at breach my human rights. Also, Article 8, the respect for my private and family life, home and its correspondence. I'm losing the complete enjoyment of my property because it is insecure at the present. Now, I understand that if a normal person comes out of emergency hours, he would do his best to secure a door and repair it. The police have damaged my door so bad, that the hinges, normally if you have door hinges, the door hinges will go in between the frame and the door so that no person can get to them. My door's been damaged so bad that someone's had to, the out of hours team's had to lay the hinges flat on the outside and just put two, they've not even filled them up with screws completely, just two screws inside for something that can hold four screws. They've had to get one piece of MDF, which is not even a centimetre thick, and they've had to place the whole slat there and just put it with two hinges. Now, you can just push the door and it'll come off. It will fall down and it can fall on my neighbour's head who's in front of me, Stan, as he comes out of his door. If I push my door hard enough, the whole piece of MDF can fall down on Stan's head. Yeah, this is it's a health and safety issue as well at the present time, as well as my flat is not secure. Yeah, I'm not happy with the response time being next week, having to go through all of this week. Today's now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then Monday I'm going to get a surveyor here, then it's going to take maybe another month for them to manufacture the door and go through the proceedings. Any person can come up to my front door now and just use a Phillips screwdriver and just undo the two screws that are in the hinges and go into my premises. I can't sleep at night safely in here, and I have lots of expensive equipment. The people that are in the flat above me, the flat above me got shut down by Enfield Council, and the tenancy got vacated, taken away from the tenant. People broke into that flat this weekend, they broke the padlock on the thing, gone into the flat, they squatted inside the flat. The door's damaged on that premises as well, and the front window's broken on it, so any police officer can see that no new tenant has got this premises. These people have lied to the police and told the police that they're new secure tenants on Enfield Council's behalf, and they've started to attack me in my flat, and now the police have come to my door, kicked my door down, arrested me for burglary supposedly, and believe this woman that she's a brand new tenant. They've took her name. I've got all the recordings, all the interview recordings here of what's happened, and I've got all of the names of the people that have done this to me and who have lied and said that they are council tenants. If the council had secured the premises correctly and they had made sure that they had collected all the keys in that had been handed out, then my premises below wouldn't have been affected by this negligence. And I'm just asking, is that, I know this ain't your fault and that you're just a worker, and I don't mean to put this on to you as a whole, but I'm concerned about the way that the company is steering this issue. It's an emergency graded issue. I can't even leave my premises to go to a shop without the chance of someone breaking into it and taking all my nice stuff. I've got squatters above me and they're all smoking crack in the flat upstairs. Yeah, and it's unfair. You've got crack dealers now coming to the front communal door. The front communal door has also been damaged so badly over 4 or 5 months ago that there is no locking system on it and no door frame on my front communal door neither. So any person could just walk through the communal door to my front door and just push it open and come in my flat. Yeah, the company you represent seems to foul in negligence towards the front communal door when grand rates are paid and my taxes are paid to make sure that door is fit for purpose. And it has not been fit for purpose for months. And my front door here now is not staying the way it is now, like that front communal door has, because the Enfield Council, Enfield Homes, have not put their subcontractors into the correct places and spent the relevant community chest funds that are allocated for these situations accordingly so. To rectify the issues, and I'm just hoping that somebody can come out today and oversee this problem and make sure that I don't have no one that can just use a screwdriver to get into my premises. Is that something that you may be able to help me with, please?
Mr. Cordell, yes, I've listened to everything there. I can see what my colleague's done, so we're going to have a talk with her and see if she might have spoken to an inspector and to get someone to call you back regarding it. So what's the best number for you?
The number that I'm calling you on, can you see that number on your display by any chance?
Not immediately, but I can go somewhere else if you bear with me.
I appreciate that. Thank you, madam.
Okay, right, I've got it. 0786-421-7519. What we'll do is we'll speak to the lady that your mother spoke to earlier this morning and see what she's done and take from there and get her to give you a call back regarding it, sir.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you, madam. I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you very much. And to you. Bye-bye, bye-bye then. Bye-bye.